Amy Schumer pushes Democrats' election takeover bill H.R.1. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 1, 2021. Actress-comedian Amy Schumer, who helped boost turnout for Joe Biden and whose cousin is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, is now pushing the Democrat-backed H.R.1 bill, claiming, "You hate democracy if you don't find the sweeping election measure awesome." The short version is that the For the People Act is awesome, unless you hate democracy. And I know that you don't. You love democracy, Schumer said in a video released by the nonprofit Represent Us on Thursday. The train wreck and star of Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer asked viewers to watch the video all the way to the end, promising that by the end of the video, she will show them her young son. "At the end of the video, I'm going to show you my son, my little baby. So that is bribery, and that is because of how important this issue is," she says. Watch below. Schumer claims HR1 mandates that politicians can't steal our goddamn elections. That sounds pretty good, right? Not taking away your right to vote? She encourages viewers to share the video with everyone they know, insisting, "It's not a partisan thing, it's not about anything except for how to protect people's rights to vote." The For the People Act, which is a staggering 791 pages long, would change American democracy, nationalizing elections, and making permanent changes to voting rules that would virtually ensure Democrats never lose another election, reports Breitbart News' Joel Polak. Some provisions, like expanding access for voters with disabilities, improving election security, and ensuring that all voting machines used in U.S. elections are also manufactured in the U.S., are not controversial, but others are potentially explosive. A few examples include the federal control over congressional elections, nationwide vote by mail without photo ID, gutting photo ID requirements already in place in 12 states, unlimited ballot harvesting, declaring that states and localities have eroded access to the right to vote, protection for illegal aliens who are registered to vote, changing personal information at polling places, and preventing states from purging ineligible voters from rolls, among others. Amy Schumer was among the many left-wing Hollywood star who helped elect Joe Biden president. In October, she hosted an I Will Vote concert, a star-studded political event that featured performances from singers Jon Bon Jovi, Cher, John Legend, Dave Matthews, Sarah Bareilles, and Black Eyed Peas, and was all meant to boost turnout for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris ahead of the election. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at Alana, and on Instagram.